Dr. Fabio Azim, Chairperson of the COFI, Your Excellencies, Ministers presenting this morning, Ambassadors, FAO representatives, colleagues of FAO, IFAD, and WFP, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to welcome you to this 32nd section of the FAO Committee on Fisheries. This is a remarkable COFI section. As you all know, the port states Majorum Agreement to prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, what we call PSMA, entered into force last month on the June 5th. It is the first ever binding international instrument that specifically addresses IEU fishing. Let me congratulate all of you, and in particular, the contracting parties of the agreement for this historical achievement. Illicit fishing may account for up to 26 million tons, as we estimate, of fish yearly, and more than 15% of the world's total annual capture of fish output. The agreement provides an innovative and practical way to tackle this problem by preventing vessels from using ports and landing their illegal catch, thereby reducing the incentive of such vessels to operate and blocking products from reaching national and international markets. Now, it's time to work in order to guarantee the implementation of the agreement. FAO has already elaborated a global capacity development umbrella program to set up assistance to developing countries in the implementation of the port state Majorum Agreement and complementary instruments. This program will be implemented through national, regional, and global projects in collaboration with FAO partners and donors. More information will be provided during this session or late today during the special event to celebrate the advent of the Port State Majorum Agreement. I invite all of you to participate in this event in the afternoon. You are also invited to attend some side events that address different aspects of illegal fishing, including the one on human trafficking and forced labor that will be organized by the Holy See on Wednesday. Also in this COFI section, you will consider the approval of a declaration to establish the International Day for Fight Against Illegal Fishing. I have to tell you that we already receive letters of support for at least 50 countries. Ladies and gentlemen, the State of the World Fisheries and Aquaculture 2016, our SOFI, released the last week, sets the scene for the committee to review the status and the needs of the world fisheries and aquaculture, as well to provide guidance for FAO work. SOFI 2016 shows us, for example, that aquaculture has gained fundamental importance in the supply of fish for human consumption. In fact, this is a revolution going on in terms of fish production. Many millennia ago, terrestrial food production shifted from hunter activities to agriculture. But only in the 21st century, aquatic food production has definitively transitioned from being based on capture of wild fish to culture of increasing numbers of farmed species. 20 years ago, aquaculture had accounted for 1/4 of fish for human consumption. In 2014, aquaculture contribution to supply of fish for human consumption slightly overtook that of wild catch for the first time and has been increasing since then. So nowadays, more than 60%, more or less, of the fish consumption due to aquaculture production. SOFI 2016 also show us that in 2013, fish account for about 17% of the global population intake of animal protein, and only 6.7% of all protein consumption. This share can exceed 50% in some of the seeds country, where fish has been a central element in local diets. An estimate of 56 million people were engaged in primary sector of captured fish and aquaculture in 2014. Small-scale fisheries are the source of employment of more than 90% of the world's captured fish and fish workers. About half of them are women. All these people play an important role in our quest to implement the 23rd Agenda. Fisheries and aquaculture are not only important for the eradication of poverty and hunger, and also for the sustainable use of marine resources, as they are also important to improve nutrition. A significant growth in fish consumption has improved people's diet around the world through diversified and nutritious food. In addition to being a resource of easily digested high-quality proteins containing all essential amino acids, fish provides essential fats, vitamins, and minerals. It can thus play a major role in correcting unbalanced diets and in tackling obesity. The second International Conference on Nutrition stressed the benefits that fish provides for achieving healthy diets, and the committee will be invited to discuss key areas of work related to the fisheries and aquaculture sector that were identified at ICN2, including food loss and waste. Distinguished delegates, I would like to briefly refer to other issues that you will discuss during this week. At the last session of COFI, one of the outstanding achievements was the endorsement of the voluntary guidelines for securing sustainable small-scale fisheries, the SSF guidelines. In this section, progress toward implementation of the SSF guidelines will be reported, and your advice on further developments would be appreciated. The committee will also review various global and regional processes, as well as climate change and other environment issues in which FAO is actively involved. I would like to draw your attention to the strategy for FAO's work on climate change that is presented for your consideration. We all know that oceans need to play an important role on achieving sustainability. I look forward to receiving your guidance on the appropriate roles and functions that FAO can assume to strengthen fisheries and aquaculture governance at global and regional levels. Finally, the progress of implementation of the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries as its related instruments will be reported based on the outcome of the questionnaire that we send. The response rate to the questionnaire has greatly improved with the use of the electronic format. Ladies and gentlemen, the very busy agenda of the next 5 days reconfirms once again the paramount importance of FAO Committee on Fisheries as the only intergovernmental forum where major international fisheries and aquaculture problems and issues are examined. We believe this is a very important meeting, not only in FAO context, but in the SDG process. I wish you every success in your deliberations and encourage you to actively participate in both the main sections and side events. I thank you for your attention.